Check out All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike. I can dig it.
You're listening to All Things Transformers, version 2.0.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers, episode 25. This particular episode, albeit it's 2 months after the previous episode, and is going to be the only one before the TFCon rundown. This one features myself, TFG1 Mike, and Matrix Prime of the now-defunct TF Wire. This episode of All Things Transformers is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/geekcastradio. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service.
So we are with Steve and Jesse from the now-defunct TF Wire. Steve, as we all know, originated over there on War Stories 1.0. And we're here to just have a free-form discussion on waning interest in Transformers.
So I'm not alone in that one?
No. Nothing comes to Steve, no.
I'm so burnt out now, I can understand why you quit doing it years ago.
See?
And it's not that I don't like the franchise still, because I do, but I like certain splintered aspects of it, but yeah. The way they go delving into the news and all the, you know, the aftermarket crap, and then just, it's, I don't know, it's, and then the way the fandom's constantly, like, biting each other's ankles, it's just, it's ridiculous at this point, so I haven't even watched Transformers Prime since probably, I don't know, whatever the last episode of...
Well, it hasn't aired. It only aired the first 15 episodes of Season 2. It's on a hiatus right now.
I quit watching it about, like, 8 or something. Yeah. I don't...
Transformers Prime is honestly the only thing that interests me when it comes to Transformers right now. I could care less about the toys. I could care less about, I've never cared about the comics. I am very psyched and interested for Fall of Cybertron. Outside of those two things, I don't care. At this point, I have, you know, I'm 32 years old, so at this point, I used to be, oh, G1 or nothing. But as I've grown and aged and quote-unquote matured, I've become a lover of all of the generations of the franchise, minus the Unicron trilogy, because let's face it, that just fucking sucks. But, like, I like G1 for its aspects. I like Beast Wars and Beast Machines for their aspects. I like Animated for what it is. And I absolutely love Prime for what it is. But the fandom is, like, it's like setting up a Risk game. And you have warring nations all over the place. It honestly is. The Transformers fandom is the most splintered thing that I have ever seen in any fandom.
At least G.I. Joe, the only choice you have is, you know, what size figure you like.
Well, there's also Real American Hero versus Sigma 6, which Sigma 6 sucks. And then...
That's really the only thing that they argue about, though, is Sigma 6 and standard G.I. Joe.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, it's like, I am, you know, I've said this before on other shows that we've done here at Geekcast Radio Network. I'm moving on to other stuff. Yes, I'm still watching Prime. Yes, I'm still paying attention to that. But I just went to TFW2005.com tonight for like the first time in like 3 months.
Ditto.
I just don't care. Because half their news is third-party stuff.
Or toys.
Well, third-party is toys, but...
Or regular toys.
Right. I mean, the regular toys, they're all right. They're cool. Some of the stuff is pretty cool, but some of the stuff, like that Arachnid from Prime, oh my god, that's one of the worst figures ever. That might even beat out Supreme Cheetor, and Supreme Cheetor was bad.
Yeah, I've heard the horror stories already online.
So Jesse, as Steve pointed out, you got out of this years
at the right time.
Exactly.
Like what was the boiling point for you? Because for me, it wasn't so much Transformers, it was more so Mattel and their crap that made me stop collecting. But like back then, what was it for you that just made you say, fuck this, I'm done?
I think I realized that it was becoming way too obsessive. Mm-hmm. I was spending way too much money on them.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of reviewing them at the time, I know a lot of people review toys now just for the money that they're getting from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I my account wasn't monetized, so I was just reviewing them for the people that wanted to see them.
Yeah.
As soon as I was done reviewing them, they essentially went into storage. So I have, like, I don't even remember what the count is now, the number of, like, storage tubs that I have that are containing all of my toys. But there's just way too fucking many of them. So I've been wanting to actually go through them, like, weed them out and get rid of a number of them. For me, I guess it was becoming way too obsessive. I was spending way too much money on it. I've been saving quite a bit of money. So, yeah, I just wanted to direct my money somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. When Revenge of the Fallen came out, you know, the movie is what it is, a giant pile of Wreck-Gar dung. But, you know, when that movie came out and that toy line came out, Spada jumped in full force. He spent like $700 on that entire line. And I'm like, dude, wow. I just... Especially the movie toys. Like, there's, and I have said this before, there's only, I think, two movie line toys that I ever wanted. I had one of them when I was still collecting. It was the movie Revenge of the Fallen Ravage. The only other one I liked was the Dark of the Moon Shockwave. I thought that was pretty cool. Other than that, I just don't care. And I would get to the point where collecting Transformers, it would be, okay, I would go to Target and Walmart, because that's pretty much the only stores I would go to is the local Target and Walmart up the street from me, and I would buy the rest of the stuff online. But I would go up to Target and Walmart, and they would have the same stuff every single. Like, I would go maybe every 2 weeks. It wouldn't be like I would go daily. It wouldn't be like I'll go weekly. I'll go like every 2 weeks, twice a month maybe, and see if they had anything new. And if they had like maybe one or two figures that I wanted that are new, I would, you know, bring them home, display them. 2 weeks later, I'd be like, yeah, I don't care to display this anymore. And I took it up to the local comic shop and resold it. You know, it was like, it was one of those things where it's like, I don't know why I'm collecting this stuff anymore. I just don't. And then online retail is like a freaking nightmare. You know, I know, Jesse, you kind of got fired up about the Bruticus pricing on BBTS, and
that's just fucking insane.
Well, it's not just Bruticus. It honestly is not just Bruticus. You look at any BBTS pricing. Now, I don't know, because I got into collecting in 2008, so I got into it very late in the game when it came to the, you know, collector's market of this current generation. So I didn't know anything about Big Bad Toy Store in its heyday or in its early days and everything else. And when I came in, they had already switched to the multiple shipping options. Yeah. So, you know, say you've got a deluxe figure that's, you know, I don't know, what's an average price for them? $16.17.99 plus $8.39 UPS ground shipping. That's, you know, close to $20-something, which isn't bad. It's almost what you'd pay in the store. But, you know, you get these big sets and these more expensive things, and it's like, oh, my God. The markup on it is just insane.
See, Big Bad Toy Store used to be the place to go to if you were. I guess I first discovered them, I want to say back in 99, right before Car Robots hit. So that's when I started to buy. That was like my, I guess the very first time I started to get into actually collecting. Because that was like the resurgence of like G1-ish type Transformers. So yeah, that was like the heyday for Big Bad Toy Store. And they were like always trying to find the best ways to accommodate the collector. Their customer service was top notch. I still hear that their customer service, I guess, is pretty good.
Their customer service is good. I mean, it's email based, but it's good.
But their prices used to be, you know, reasonable. I can understand marking them up a little bit, but looking at this Bruticus figure, I mean, this figure specifically, they're charging $105 for five deluxe figures, which is more expensive than the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, which is limited in number and only available in certain locations.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Bruticus page where it's the two sets. Well, it's a case of eight with Bruticus, and then there's the Bruticus set of five. And then there's the individual figures, and they want $22.99 for each individual figure. And you know, as I said, if you choose the UPS ground, that's like $8.29 in shipping. And here in Kentucky, there's no additional sales tax, so it's just the cost plus the shipping. So that's close to $31-$32 for at least one of these figures. That's ridiculous.
I didn't even look at the individual pricing. So if you look at the set of five, it comes out to $21 a piece. Then they're adding on an extra $2 if you just want to buy them individually.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so it's like $22.99 a piece for the individuals. Then you're paying for the shipping, and I looked at the shipping yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think the cheapest was, let me add this to the cart real quickly here. New shipping rates. It is $7.39 is the cheapest. So that comes UPS grown. So I'm spending over $30 for what essentially is like a $10, $11, $12 figure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not spending that.
I think, you know, honestly, I would love to just, at this point in my life, I would love to just save the money and just buy the masterpieces, because they announced Masterpiece Soundwave coming out in December of this year, and I've said on many of our shows in the past, I want a Masterpiece Soundwave with Masterpiece cassettes, and they're finally doing it, and it would probably be the only toy I would ever own at this point anymore, you know, and even the MP10 that they released, I would love to have that, because the older MPs, the prices on them are just so god-awful. I know Masterpiece is the ultimate end-all, be-all for a Transformers character, but holy God, the prices on them are bad. But yeah, as far as just having, it's, I don't know. The interest is just gone. I mean, it's still there a little bit. You know, I still love the cartoons. I still love all that stuff. But, like, the interest in the toys is like, zero.
Just, so that's the toy side of things. But what are your thoughts and feelings on, like, the fandom?
On the what?
On the fandom itself.
On the fandom itself, there are a lot of cool people. There are a lot of really nice people. But
How about as a collective whole?
There are a lot of flakes.
Well, see, when it comes,
Mike converses with more of them than I do, but some of the ones I've had to deal with are just flat out a pain in the ass, and some of them are, you know, genuinely nice, but Those are the ones that aren't fully invested. They're dipping in other areas as well.
That was another main reason for me to get out of it completely, because it was getting, the fandom just seemed like it was getting way too vile. And there's way too many third-party stuff coming out. And don't get me wrong, I like some of the third-party stuff. But I think it does take at least a little bit away from the actual Transformers themselves and the product, the full product line.
Well, and I think part of what hurts it, too, is that Hasbro never makes anything either, A, fully detailed, B, goes and makes things that people would... You know, I mean, I know they can't make people happy 24/7. That's just impossible. But, you know, there are sets that they could have made or should have made and didn't, and that's what where the third party comes in. But at the same time, the third party makes so much crap that either adds on to it or it's just reproductions of stuff that it's just unneeded.
See, the thing with the fandom is, and I don't want to single people out, because the last time one of our other hosts singled people out, one of our other friends got really pissed because she is friends with some of those people. When it comes to the TFW website, you know, the people that run their podcast, they're all cool people. I don't particularly like listening to that show because of one of the host's styles of Mr. Loud radio announcer guy, but that's his style. That's how he does his show, and that's all well and good. I know he's a genuinely good guy, but every interaction that I've ever had on TFW 2005 has been a bad one when it comes to the forums, because there are too many moderators and there's not enough moderation. It's like everybody is a quote-unquote super mod or can do whatever.
Too many chiefs, not enough Indians.
Yeah. You know, at the time when I was trying to promote our Beast Wars Beast Machines podcast, I had already on TFW in the Transformers discussion thread posted a thread about my G1 review show. And no one ever said anything about it. So I went ahead and posted a thread about the Beast Wars Beast Machines podcast we did. And all of a sudden, I get this message from this moderator, Cybertron Soundwave, or whoever the hell he was, saying, you can't promote blah, 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 if it hasn't blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, hold the fucking phone. We're all Transformers fans here, right? Don't people want to know about new things going on with Transformers? Well, this podcast is something new that we're doing for Beast Wars and Beast Machines. He's like, oh, well, if you continue to post it and blah, 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 we'll ban you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fine, fuck it, whatever.
I got the same thing back in the day with the TF Wire. I think I got a temporary ban at one point. what they told me was that you couldn't promote it within the forums. If you wanted to promote it, it had to be like just within the signature.
But that's so stupid. I'm sorry, that is so dumb. If you're a site about Transformers, you would think that you would want as many, you know, Transformers things on there promoted or say, you know, hey, here's something new. If people want to go listen to it, they can. If they don't, they don't have to. It's there. If people want to comment on it, fine. You know, but that's just so dumb.
But you look at, you know, TFW, Cybertron.com. You know, sites like that, they're so huge that, you know, they're like, you know, up yours to the little guy. And it's, you know, just a matter of how long they can stay afloat.
I've tried over the years sending in several different news items when I was the first one to know about them. And I've never gotten a reply from...
Well, as long as you... If you're not grandfathered into that whole system, you're not going to be acknowledged whatsoever. Yeah. So, it's... Like, when I was doing... because I'm involved in the Beast Wars Dark Glass video.
Yeah.
Because I produce it, I voice casted whatever. When I went to TFW because it was suggested to me that I should go there... And it just, you know, that and some other Transformer sites, I just got bashing because we were doing it in the first place. And then the fact that, you know, it's like, oh, well, blah, 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 you know, and they're just spouting their opinion anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, it's, you know, a fan service video. It doesn't really matter in the grand scheme.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking for an opinion. I was looking for people that wanted to audition.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's just, it. I don't know. I don't even log into the site. I check it for news periodically, but I haven't, like you, Mike, I haven't been there since probably the last episode of this show.
Yeah, I like, tonight was the first time I had gone to TFW to see if there's any new Prime news about the cartoon's return. But I haven't gone there since BotCon. I just don't care. I mean, you know, I like what I like in the Transformers, you know, franchise, and that's that.
The only Transformer website that I even continue to frequent is the AllSpark, and then I don't even go there for the news. I go there just for the general discussion. So.
But AllSpark has always been kind of, it's been close knit, but it hasn't been. They haven't treated their people like shit like the other sites.
Yeah, it's AllSpark is not this huge conglomerate that Cyber.
I mean, they're big, but they're right, kind of like medium, not, you know, compared to.
Yeah,
they did want to take over TF Wire at one point.
Oh, did they?
Yep. So there's a little bit of a story there, but.
You mean they wanted to just directly take it over from you and not let you do anything with it anymore?
That's kind of why I didn't want to do it. They wanted to make it part of, because it sort of originated from the AllSpark. That's where it was posting.
Uh-huh.
That's where all the original hosts came from, because I was just asking on there if anyone was interested in joining.
Yeah.
So once we started getting a number of listeners and people were responding to it on the AllSpark, because they actually let you post them, you know, about the fact that you actually have a podcast.
Yeah.
So once people started to get into it and were responding to it, and then I don't know if you know, see, I'm trying to think of his name over there at the AllSpark, the voiceover guy there, the voice actor guy.
Daniel Ross?
Yeah. Is his name Mouth04?
Yeah, Mouth04.
Yeah, he was doing some voiceover work at the time, and they wanted to bring him in as a host on the show, or bring the whole podcast into their site and then bring him in as a host on the show. And I didn't really want to give up control over it, so I'm like, no, I'll pass.
Yeah.
Then they ended up doing like their own little podcast thing or a few shows here and there, but I don't know. I don't think that's survived.
Yeah.
A lot of them haven't, or a lot of the other sites have started partnering together for the sake of the having the podcast. For instance, like this one, I don't do it just to cover the news like all the other shows do, because there's enough of them out there.
Yeah, we are always at least 2 to 3 weeks, maybe a month behind on news when we record our podcast.
Well, and the funny thing is I do get listener feedback from the show.
Yeah.
And people say that, you know, they're looking for a good TF podcast. You know, granted, ours isn't as frequent as everyone else's, but we don't feel the need to cover every little, you know, thing that pops up that's not really that important. Like, they've mentioned podcasts in their feedback.
Yeah.
Saying that they tried to listen to this one and that one, but the hosts had problems that a lot of podcast hosts have, and I think they're funny when they aren't, and, you know, podcasts that they don't stay on topic, and they stray too far, and, you know, and it's funny listening to these, or reading these feedbacks from people that agree with our views more so than some of these other big podcasts.
And the other thing about the bigger podcasts is I listened to a number of them for a while. And after a while, because I was also like, specifically when Revenge of the Fallen and Dark of the Moon were out, Steve and I were, you know, as he said, we were always, you know, 2 weeks or so behind from everybody else, but we were constantly podcasting during those two films. So, like, I would voice my opinion, and while I'm interested in hearing what other people have to say, at the same time, if it coincides with my own opinion, why am I going to listen to that? You know, it's one of those things where, at this point in my life, and at this point in our network's lifespan, we are constantly creating content that, you know, that's what our main focus is on. I think at this point now, I listen to maybe, outside of our own stuff, I listen to maybe 5, maybe 8 different podcasts that have nothing to do with our network. Other than that, I love listening to podcasts. It's just, it just depends on who it is and what the subject is. You know, and if there's a host that talks like this, or if there's a host that has a, you know, talks like a Charlie Brown adult, yeah, that I'm not listening to that shit.
It sounded like an impression of someone I know. I'm not going to mention any names.
Somebody that disappeared from the net.
Oh, Canada! Oh, God. But, you know, it's one of those things where it just... I'm just sticking to what I like within the Transformers fandom. And if other people like what I like, hey, cool. If they don't, whatever. I don't care. I'm not going to sit here and attack someone that thinks Beast Wars is better than G1 or thinks that Prime is better than animated or thinks that, you know, G1 is the end-all be-all. We all know G1 has its issues. But for me specifically, I can still go back and watch most every episode and still enjoy myself watching it, because that's what I grew up with. You know, Beast Wars and Beast Machines tell the, both of those series tell an amazing story, and I can go through and I can watch both of those series. So yeah, I don't know. I'm to the point now where Transformers is not the biggest thing in the world for me anymore.
Definitely hasn't been a big one.
I'm not that huge into Transformers anymore. Like, is I think the most exciting things in the fandom right now are, yes, I'll watch Prime again when I get a chance. I have various season and series DVDs that I've either A, reviewed, or B, I like watching from time to time, even though they're on Netflix, so it's actually useless to have the DVDs at this point. I like the films, but I could kind of give or take on it. I mean, I like them for watching a film, but story-wise, they're so batshit in the wrong direction. It's just insane, and I'm not even looking forward to the fourth one at all. I don't even care.
2007, the first film in Revenge of the Fallen.
That was the best one, in my opinion.
Well, I will agree to a certain extent. The original
film...
The
third one was good, too.
The original film and Revenge of the Fallen, for me, are... If they show up on TNT or TBS or something, like, oh, hey, I can watch this. But, you know, I don't actively seek them out. Dark of the Moon, I had the most fun watching because it was such a cool and unique story. They got rid of that bitch, and you know, they kind of dropped the humor a little bit. Thank God there was no, you know, giant ass on the screen.
You just like the Linkin Park song.
No, not even
no.
That.
No.
The song in the third film sucks. The song in the second film, which was made for the film, sucks. And what I've done, if it doesn't have Optimus Prime talking over it, I don't give a shit.
And that's the way, he likes it.
Shut up. Oh, crap. But, you know, I don't know what it was. I had a recent G1 bug crawl up my ass, and I started watching the series on Netflix again. And, you know, issues aside, I still love watching those episodes. So, really enjoying that. And like I said, Prime, the Prime cartoon. You know, the Prime cartoon for me is like what Beast Wars and Beast... Well, what Beast Wars was for Steve, where it was an amazing, compelling story. And I can see past all the little plot holes that everybody else complains about in Prime, because I see the bigger picture as far as what the story is that they're telling. But there are some people that are just like... Ooh, this sucks. Ooh, this isn't G1, blah, blah, blah. The whole point behind Transformers Prime is maybe it's, you know, someone our age who might have kids, who maybe this is their kids' generation, you know, this is their kids' version of Generation 1. you know, on rescue bots and all that stuff, I don't pay attention to. You know, hey, it's a great thing for kids that they're doing two separate Transformers cartoons, one for more so the fans and one more so for the kids, and that's great. But I don't know, I just don't care anymore.
The only thing I'm excited for is like the Dark Glass video, obviously, and then of course I'm going to TFCon.
Yay, this year. TFCon.
I'm only going this Saturday because honestly I don't care about the dealer rooms and I don't care about, you know, the Friday crap. I'm just going this Saturday.
Yeah.
Gonna go for the voice actor panel stuff and the script read and autographs and all that. And other than that, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I've been told I need to go to the bar thing with them later afterwards, but that just depends on what I feel like doing.
The bar thing usually ends up in someone singing karaoke or...
Well, and it's Scott McNeil,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah, I can just imagine Rat Trap singing karaoke. Yeah, Transformers, it's over. It's just fucking over.
There goes the podcast.
Yes. I wish to speak to my lawyer.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.